Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Welcome to the Grub. What's been going on, guys?
Christmas, New Year's, all that stuff.
Yeah,
I've been drinking a little bit of port wine.
Have you?
Oh.
Are we talking about... Oh, now we had this discussion on... Ben was very kind and hosted a New Year's Eve party. Thank you, Ben.
I'm so kind.
You're a kind man. Mm. Yeah, kind of you. And Maggie.
It was a beautiful party. There was sausages.
Mm.
I accidentally ate a veggie sausage.
It's not very good.
No. It was like eating some kind of dirt.
They're Linda McCartney's.
We'll give them back. I did enjoy the way you barbecued up a Frankfurt. Walk us through that.
It's a traditional American delicacy. We char grill a Frank.
I loved it. It had cheese in it.
Mm.
Oh, cheese Kransky kind of deal.
But at a certain point in the evening, I said to my colleagues, I feel like a sherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And much to my surprise, you.
We've got a collection of fine sherries and tawny ports.
You do. I love sherry and port.
Yeah, I didn't know that I loved sherry until I tried your sherry. I came to your house one night and you introduced me to the world of sherry.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We tried
a delicious Pedro Jimenez, which is characterized by a very fruity raisin sweetness. But sherries don't have to be sweet. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Are you doing a riff? I thought we were going to be
just ourselves for once.
I am. I was just naturally.
You don't have to make everything a riff and a crazy character.
How come I have to talk like this all the time? Why can't I have different accents? You know what I mean?
What, just in general in the community?
Jess, why can't I just talk like this whenever I want?
Because it's wrong.
Why?
Well, it's going to make your life difficult.
You're
going to see the same doctor twice, and one time you're going to be sort of,
"Hello, doctor, I have a pain in my back."
And then next week when you go back there,
"Hello, doctor, the pain in my back has disappeared."
So he's going to get a mental health care plan.
Do you ever
already
delve?
Got one? Already got one. So, joke on you.
Who hasn't? I got one.
I can't afford mental health care.
It's free.
Yes, you can. It's free. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
I thought you had to pay heaps of money to get
it. No, just go there and you tick boxes, I'm sad.
Maybe you have to have a double sesh though.
Double down. No, all you do is you go to GP, you go, "Doc, I'm sad."
Yeah.
He goes, "Fill this questionnaire." The questionnaire goes, "Are you sad?" You tick this box, tick all the boxes and say that you're sad, and he goes, "You got a bloody mental health care plan now."
Cool. Off you go.
The Grub.
Now it's time for Parody Paradise.
Hear the bums echoing tonight. Something, something. Thanks so much, guys. That's the new parody song for 2019. Thank you so much, Parody Paradise. This is Parody Paradise, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with a brand new parody song.
Coming this March, the theatre event of the year. Daniel Stravlevsky's The Blowout.
I love you more than the moon and the stars combined.
And I love you more than the oceans.
A story of betrayal.
Where have you been until 4 a.m.?
Listen, I have had a blowout.
And lives that will never be the same.
What kind of a man blows out the night before their wife's birthday?
God forgive me. It was one blowout.
Featuring Tony Award winner Carolyn Merck.
I stood and I looked upon a man whose love encircled the world and all the planets.
And he departed by way of seven friends, men they called them, to a casino or other den of sin. And took 8 or 9 bourbon and cokes and blew out. Such a blowout we have never known.
And Sir Robert Finlay.
My brother has blown out on the last Friday of the last month of the year, and the bats and the crows did crow.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Are you my dad's mate?
No, this is...
How long do I have to live here for?
I'm just in the middle of a theatre.
How long do I have to live here for?
I don't...
Who's that other guy?
Stephen, can you come out here?
Yeah, sir. What's this?
Have you seen my slinky?
Sorry, who are you? Where are you? Sorry, we're in the middle of a show, little boy.
I have my slinky in the stage on the backstairs. And my dad went for a meeting up in Coburg and hasn't come back.
Coburg. That's okay. And where's your dad's in Coburg?
My dad went for a meeting up in Coburg and hasn't come back. Oh, where's my slinky?
Okay. Does anyone have a phone?
What's this light for?
Why would I have a phone?
What's this button for?
Don't push any buttons. What's your dad's name, little boy?
Okay. Well, it's over. I'm a stinky. Bye-bye.
I can't understand.
Bye-bye.
He's run off. He's run off.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep going. And it was on that night that my brother did blow out and into the wind.
Oh, it's a coin. Whee!
For fuck's sake.
Daniel Stravlevsky's The Blowout. On at the Malt House. Till March.
Gonna get me. Whee!
I don't want to have that one. I would prefer to have that other one.
Little Britain returns.
I'm the only homosexual in my district.
Little Britain returns.
This computer has responded no.
Little Britain returns.
We are two fat women, and I am in blackface.
Little Britain returns.
The Grub.
Welcome back to The Grub. Greg, mm-hmm. Very excited to have a returning guest in the studio with us.
She's been my favourite guest so far. She's really funny. She had a show called The 60-Year-Old Slut.
Yes. At the Northcote?
The Brunswick Town Hall,
yes.
And we talked to her just before Christmas, mm-hmm. and we're excited to welcome her back to the show, Mary Seymour. How are you doing?
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Oh, I've just had the most spectacular Christmas with, young Tony, and young Tony took me to meet his family and sure. And just a magical time of exploration.
And how did your run go? You did shows up until Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks, fellas. Yeah, it was really good. I had lots of people through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one night I had 20 in and was a Friday.
What's the capacity there? How many people does it hold?
Oh, Greg, probably 200 or, if you were really groovy. But I just had my friends through and young Tony and all his friends.
Two-tone.
And so to reiterate, young Tony is one of your lovers.
Yeah.
One of two Tonys.
One of two Tonys.
I do have multiple lovers. And Tony and I at the moment are, exploring all sorts of things. We were exploring each other on Christmas Day after we went up into his family and the countryside, and I, we disappeared into a shed out the back with hay and, you know, and he ran his fingers up my thighs and then, you know, his family, some they were looking for us and but I thought his mother was just delightful.
Yeah, that's good. And how old is the younger Tony that you're seeing?
Young Tony is about 29 at the moment. Oh. Greg. Yeah, and he loves, he's all into the medieval reenactments and all
LARPing.
That.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. God, he takes me down there and all they, you know, they love me and they, you know, he's a spunk and I'm a spunk.
Does young Tony wear a vest?
Oh, yeah.
A formal vest?
He wears a vest and he wears groovy hats and neckties.
Yeah. Yep. And I thought he might,
And he's a funny guy. He's got lots of funny jokes and games and loves board games.
Oh, yeah.
I got him a funny thing he wanted about camels or something on the with Christmas. And he is a sort of, he's a real funny bloke, a funny fella.
So you had some time, just a very whirlwind experience.
Yeah.
Over the break as
well. Well, of course, there's New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah.
A young Tony wasn't available because he was up on a camp that he's doing, a theatre camp. Mm-hmm. So I had another one of my fellas, Jonathan, who's an older bloke, lovely bloke.
And how old is Jonathan?
Jonathan's 85.
Oh.
And, yeah, he's not long, you know, his wife died and he's a funny bloke too and we'll have a laugh. And he's more interested in oral sort of exploration, you know, conversation ways.
So you say oral explanation. Let's sort of
exploration, Greg, is what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all sorts of, you know, because a lot of people think at my age that there's you wouldn't be welcoming people into the parlour as it is. I am. I'm pants down and spread.
Sure. So old Jonathan, 85-year-old Jonathan. Is just he had a great New Year's then, is what you're saying.
Well,
you all had a great time.
Well, come New Year's Eve, Greg, I tell you what, he was seeing some fireworks that,
Sorry to laugh, Mary, but you're funny. I mean, you're a funny funny lady.
No, but that's one of my jokes is, you know, there's fireworks in the sky, but, you know, in if you hitch your skirt up and down your stockings and there's another kind of fireworks. But Jonathan loved that. He's a funny bloke.
You have a new show.
Yeah. I'm in development.
That's very exciting. That's
good. Is this going to be for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
That's right, fellas. That's right. And this one I'm doing at the Werribee Town Hall. So I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Quite far out from the city.
Now, but it does make sense now. I didn't realise it was from because this show is called...
The 60-year-old slut goes on safari.
Werribee has the
open range.
You know, my idea was to do shows there, but they're not interested in me coming in per se.
Yeah, I think, you know, because they are a kid-friendly environment, so it'd be hard to do a show there called The 60-year-old slut.
Oh, everyone's welcome to their own point of view.
Mm.
But I, it's just about animals and... And I don't know if you've seen it, fellas, but, you know, have you ever seen a rhino with an erection?
Can't say I have, but have you?
I've seen it, fellas. I saw it at Werribee Park. I couldn't believe it. It was absolutely the longest and straightest penis I'd ever seen. Mm. And it reminded me a lot of old Jonathan and a few of the lovers I've had over the years. And I thought, what are the comparisons here between the animal world and the 60-year-old dating scene? Oh. So there's some very funny stuff in there about... zebras and all.
And gorillas.
Do you have any examples of any jokes or anything from the
show? You'll see at the moment that my hair is quite cropped and I have
It's often cropped.
Yeah, it's cropped into
and
his
I've
own.
And I've got the black through there and and the white now. And that is the zebra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, I'll on stage, I'll say, zebra's here.
Mm. Oh, that is a classic. That is
thanks,
very
fellas.
Funny,
yeah. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us,
you,
Mary.
Thank you, fellas. Good luck. Get online.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We will be online. We'll absolutely be online. Thanks, Mary Seymour. More stuff coming up.
See you later, fellas.
Then we're up.
Parody Paradise.
Oh, now it's bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that it's going, the distance, the look in your eyes. Oh no, you've seen too much. I've got it up. That's it in the corner. That's it in the spotlight. Losing my erection. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Thank you very much. That's been the parody song 2019. What a big year it is. And that's Parody Corner.
Parody Paradise.
Parody Paradise, sorry, and thank you.
The Grub. Mr. Duncan.
Yes, what's going on?
I've just done a round of the toilet. I don't even know how to describe what's happened.
What's happened in the toilet
Well, I just feel like these kids are out of control and their parents mustn't be teaching them anything.
Well, yes, that's what specifically has happened in the toilet? What's the drama?
Well, it's the girls' toilet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how to put it into words.
Well,
I open the they're filthy, aren't they?
Was it a poo?
It's a poo.
It was a floor pop.
No. It wasn't on the floor.
It wasn't on the floor. Where was the poop?
Oh, someone's closed the lid.
Oh.
And then they must have...
Poop on the lid.
They must...
Yeah. I've dealt with many a poop on the lid in my time. It's the problem when you have these blue light discos. They start to get all rambunctious and they think it's all no rules. It's pooping on the lid.
Mr.
on
Duncan?
The floor. Yes.
Mrs. Dunch?
Hello, Mrs. Mr. Shreb.
That's right. Listen,
it's Ms.
Ms. Dunch, I'm sorry. Yeah. Listen, I've got some disturbing news.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've just been up in the art department.
Mm-hmm.
Someone left the door open.
Oh, yes. Well, who's done that?
Some of the kids have obviously gotten in there, and I saw young Jessica Harris.
Yeah.
She was in there, along with Timothy Sutton.
Yep.
And I believe that there was some sort of sexual nature interaction happening between them. I said, get out of here and I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you later. But frankly, I'm asexual, so it's very unusual. I don't really know. I don't really know how to approach the subject.
Sure.
I'm just the asexual math teacher.
We're dealing with something.
Oh, what are you guys
that's what
doing?
I told you, no more blue light discos. You get poops on the lids, you get fingerings in the art department.
No, it's fun for, they're allowed to have fun once a year.
Well, they have a few red frogs in them. Next thing you know, pooping and rooting and all over the shop.
I've had a groove.
Oh, well,
no one's saying that grooving is unacceptable.
We don't want to say that. Personally, I love a boogie. I love a shimmy. But nothing too sexual, because obviously I'm...
You're asexual, yes. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very sexual and I'm very upset at this malarkey that's going on. I think we should have a word to the children.
Can we just go, can we back up the truck for a minute before you burst in with your asexual statements?
I'm asexual, so that means that I don't have any sex or anything like that. I'm just...
Yeah. We know what asexual you tell us on a daily basis. You're worse than Mr. Blob, who's poly. He keeps talking about how he's poly all the time. I don't care, mate. It's fine.
Someone has taken a puppy on the top of a of a seat. Can you give me 5 minutes of your attention?
Yes.
And don't upset me all the time.
Okay.
I'm not asexual or polysexual or I like to have a dance and the kids can have a dance, but someone's gone into the toilet and put the seat down is what I'm trying to tell you, and pulled their pants down and pooped.
Okay. You are correct. We've got a poop to deal with. Mm. We've got a... Was it a fingering,
you say? Yes, Timothy Sutton, I believe, was... I don't really know because I'm asexual.
Okay.
But,
a fingering.
I don't know for
but
sure, but he did wipe his pointing finger and his middle finger on his clothes. So I'm sure that if you were to do an inspection of Timothy's shirt, you would find some kind of residue.
Listen, we've got to figure out who's done the poop, who's done the fingering, okay?
We know who's done the fingering.
It's Timothy, what's his name?
Timothy Sutton.
Sutton, okay. Yes. Well, I'm going to smell his shirt and and find out. Because if there's one thing I know the smell of, it's that. Now
listen.
Yes.
See this dustpan and broom here?
Yes.
See the brush?
Yes.
See how it's all poopy?
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to... Let me speak.
You've just brushed it in.
I tried to brush it in and now I've got a poopy brush and a tray full of poop. And I don't know what...
Well, that's your first mistake. Never brush a poop. You don't brush a poop. You scoop a poop or you slide a poop. You pick up a poop.
Yell at me, don't yell at me.
Well, you're not the one who did the poop, I know. But someone's done the poop and it's time to find out. Let's go talk to these kids.
I'm asexual.
Shut up. All right, stop the music. Stop the music. Everybody, listen up.
Oh, fuck off.
Jason, now.
Sir.
Yes.
Your fly's undone, sir. Have a look.
Okay.
Ah, he's looking at his dick.
Oh, what a pervert.
All right, everybody, shush up, shut up, stop it.
I've been fingered.
I understand that. Someone has been fingered and someone's done a poop, and that's the... laugh it up. You think it's funny. You think poops are funny, do you?
They're fucking poops? Funny, cunt.
Well, funnier than you.
No swearing. No filth. Gutter mouth.
All right, children, listen, okay?
Listen to Mr. Schreb.
Okay, I might be asexual, but that doesn't mean that I don't have feelings.
Do you get a stiffy still?
No, I don't get a stiffy.
He doesn't get a stiffy!
I thought you were a woman.
He doesn't get stiffies!
Weren't you a woman earlier?
No, I've always been a man. And I'm an asexual man.
Okay.
I think it's time for me to blast off.
I agree with that. I think we all need to blast off into space and get out of this school. I think it's time that us three teachers blast off into space and get away from this school because it's too crazy here.
All right.
Ready? Okay.
Three, two, one.
Goodbye, students. I'm asexual.
Oh, no one's getting me.
Okay.
greatest sketch ever made. Go home, everyone. The Grub. Hey guys, I've got a brand new character.
No, there was an abuse of trust.
Yeah. Last time you did a brand new character, it was Funny Lady.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is going to be different. Okay. Yeah. This is a different character, completely different. Okay.
And the other one, well, didn't have any. I still don't know what it was.
What was Funny Lady? What was it?
She was a funny lady. I had a wig on.
You didn't even
bring a wig.
Why are you lying to us? We're just here. We just were. Yeah.
I have a wig on in my mind.
Yeah.
It's called a mind wig. Look it up.
Okay.
I wear many wigs.
You wear many wigs.
In the mind.
Okay.
Do you want to do it now or do you want to do it later?
Yeah, well, let's do it now. Okay.
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 Here's your new character. What's your new character called?
Do you want to do an interview or do you want to?
Yeah, we'll do an interview. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this is called Humorous Female.
No.
Hello, I'm Funny Lady.
You're different accent.
I have prize poodles. I've got a prize bitch.
I've got
a prize bitch. I can make anything a poodle. You want to oodle something? I'll oodle it. Just give it 5 seconds with my prize bitch.
Okay, listen,
yeah.
Funny Lady.
Yes, hey there. You're a tall drink of water. I could slurp you right up. Keep hydrated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why are you here?
I like you. You remind me of my ex-husband. He died, you see. Too much of the rumors.
You did that joke last time.
A different joke.
what was the one last time?
Look it up. See, I'm not a library. If I was, you could take me out.
Take out the library?
No, the books. You see, you ever seen one? You ever seen a book in your life? I bet you haven't. I've got many books. I'm like a encyclopedia.
What have you got coming up this week?
I'm making some spoodles. You ever seen a spoodle before?
No.
It's a Spanish poodle. I'm making a groodle. You ever seen a groodle?
Stop.
No.
Stop, Funny Lady.
It's a golden retrieving poodle. You ever seen?
What? Like what?
I'm sorry.
It's an abusive.
Yeah, it's
weird. Trust.
I'm a funny lady.
See, now it's British.
It's different. It's the same thing.
But
it's different. It's
at
the
what
same
point thing. Were you sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring Funny Lady back, and then you've thought about this oodle thing that you had a poodle.
Yeah,
Did you just see a poodle on the street?
I breed oodles, not just poodles, my love. Different kinds of oodles. I can make anything an oodle. I can make you an oodle, Greg Oodle.
We're gonna be right.
All
back.
You need is 5 minutes with my prize, bitch.
We're going to be back in
a minute.
Parody Paradise.
Another cock hangs over, child is slowly taken, and the violence caused such silence, who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me. It's not my cock, you see. It's in your hair. They are coming with their tanks, and they're come, and they're come, and they're come. in your head, in your head. They are coming in your head, in your head. Gabby, 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 what's in your head? Thanks so much. This has been Paradise. Gabby, Gabby, Gabby. Oh, this has been Parody Paradise.
This is the best one. This is the greatest Parody Paradise I've ever seen.
The Grubby.
Grub of the Week.
Grub of the Week.
Who's
G-R-U-B-O-F-T-H-E-W-E-E-K.
Grub of the
Week. Louis C.K. Just because of the skivvy. I don't care what else he's been doing.
Yeah, skivvies. I want to go on record here, though, and I think it's important that we do say this because, you know, a lot of people have been talking about Louis C.K. And the things that he's done and the things that he continues to do. And I want to point out that we are now in episode 6, and as long as we have existed, we have not once booked Louis C.K., and I would vow that we will never,
we'll never have
Louis C.K. on this podcast.
No way.
I can promise you that.
This is something that other podcasts out there won't tell you.
They won't take a stand.
Well, it's true. I haven't heard one single podcast, you know, exclaim that they won't have Louis C.K. on.
I don't
know what they're trying to hide. They're silenced. It's deafening. Yeah. It's deafening.
You got to speak up, and we have.
We are brave, and we're saying, we're drawing a line in the sand, and we're saying this is not friendly place for Louis C.K.
Because he wears a skivvy.
And that's it.
Yeah. His jokes are really funny. Oh, no.
We did miss out on It's Too Late Now, but during the break, another grub of the week is
Kevin Spacey.
That
was the worst.
Not that he'll listen, but you need more people in his life that say no.
Yeah. They say, I've got an idea for a video.
Yeah.
And I'm in the kitchen and I'm a character.
I'm going to play my sociopath murderer character to liar. Make people, the career liar murderer of women to then.
Spoiler alert.
That's a little spoiler alert. To try and deflect from the allegations of sexual assault
that I've admitted to.
That I've basically admitted to. Nah, good on him.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Smart move is what it was.
Mm.
And he's certainly gained a bit of chin weight.
Oh, yeah, he's got a real turkey
bit of neck
kind of
fat.
Hanging down.
He wasn't the only
You know what he needs?
What?
Skivvy.
Yeah. Does anyone that needs a skivvy? Louis C.K., take your skivvy off. Give it to Spacey. And then
share
both
that,
of you kiss.
Share that sex pest skivvy around. Yeah,
I reckon they do. Do you reckon CK and Space have met up and
swapped skivvies?
Swapped skivvies.
Yeah. Skivvy swapping. Skivvy swapping with Space.
The worst Christmas party ever.
The worst Christmas special ever. Skivvy swap.
CK and Spacey skivvy swap.
That'd be real sweaty, that skivvy.
Yeah.
Because they're running from the law.
The outlaws.
Well, let's give the grub of the week to
a joint award.
Yeah.
Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey,
Skivvy, the Skivvy crew.
Joint award. Congratulations, you two. I hope
former geniuses.
I hope that
they're all geniuses, aren't they?
Justice is swift.
Well, that's it from the grub. I've had more than enough. I've been in the grub tub now for 4 hours and I'm real soaked up and ready to get out and have my towel. If you wouldn't mind grabbing my towel, Ben, I'm about to step out. Ooh. Lovely.
I don't know what this is. What is this a bit or is
this? This is the end.
This is the outro.
Oh,
when we get out, because we do the podcast in a tub.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And now we're getting out of the tub.
We're getting out of the grub tub.
Yeah, let's all get out because I am sopping.
I am getting all wrinkly and prunish.
Yeah. I'm wet. So, subscribe.
Subscribe, share it, tweet share about it.
Give us a review.
Give
on,
us a review.
Things.
Do something. Yeah. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Follow us, The Grub Podcast.
Mm. And see you next week. In your head, in your head, Gabby, 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 what's it?